Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being content, learning to be satisfied with God, to rest in our relationship with Him, to always have our eye on Jesus, to move forward, to walk with Him. And even in our pursuit of growth, of personal growth, of spiritual growth, of financial growth, of whatever growth that it might be, to be content in the process, recognizing that we're not static individuals. There's an ebb and flow of life. There's a growth process. That contentment with where I'm at doesn't mean I'll stay where I'm at. But it learns to enjoy the journey. And so each day we've been talking and praying about some aspect of contentment that the Bible teaches us about. Today we're going to focus in on being content with godliness, pursuing those things that resemble God's character in our life. Paul writes to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, chapter 6, verse 6, he says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Now in context, the verse prior to that, he's addressing Timothy so that he's aware of problems that he will face. He says there are people who mistakenly believe that godliness is a means of financial gain. They use that. In modern culture, we typically think of that as a health and wealth gospel, a prosperity gospel, a teaching that somehow translates all of our spiritual activity and relationship with God into financial benefit. And Paul's pretty clear. Some teach that. And he calls them false teachers. He says, but don't be misled into throwing out the fact that godliness is indeed great gain, when it involves contentment. The gain's just different. It's measured differently than what the world measures it. It's measured differently than what we once may have wanted to measure it. When great gain is solely measured by our stuff, by our bank accounts, by our homes, by our automobiles, it's lacking. It's not accurate. It's temporary. It's all stuff measured that will one day disappear. And so we learn to be content. Yesterday we talked about being content in all circumstances. Earlier this week, we talked about being content with your income, being content with a fear of the Lord, and to understand that it's this contentment in plenty and in need that teaches us that there's a greater gain than having everything I want. And that gain is having Jesus. It's having my eternity with God settled by Jesus. And so we begin to recognize, the old song says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And Jesus taught the dangers of our treasures being the temporary earthly treasures, because our heart follows that. And it drags us away from walking in relationship with God. And so godliness with contentment is of great gain, because it joins us together with the Spirit, with the heart of God. And we learn in that sense of contentment that God's enough. And He supplies us in ways that, well, may not be what we expected. In fact, He would talk about those who were godly were not always given more stuff. In fact, He says sometimes they just simply keep the locust from devouring your crops. I protect what you have so that you can use it to prosper God's kingdom, to supply what you need, to supply what others need. And it's an understanding God's nature that wants us to grasp that He is enough. Difficult when we always think we need more, when we're never content. It's that understanding that if God is enough, I can also learn that secret of contentment that we talked about yesterday, that Paul talks about. That whether hungry or well-fed, whether in plenty or in need, I still have God. And there are a lot of things that we think of in life and say, well, if I have that, I really do have all I need. If I have my health. Well, the problem with that is, what happens if we don't have our health? Is God not enough all of a sudden? If I have my family, it's all I need. What happens if I don't have my family? Is God all of a sudden not enough? You see, we make those qualifiers that sound reasonable, but they're not filled with contentment. They sound contented, but the contentment is temporary. Until we say, if I have God, I have all I need. Because He supplies the comfort, the healing, the strength. Because He supplies the relationship. Because He supplies the eternal salvation. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to walk in relationship with You, because You've given us Your Son, Jesus. You've given us Your Spirit to dwell within us, to help us to know how to walk, to know how to live that godly life, to pursue You in holiness, And so, God, help us. Forgive us for the desires, the selfish desires that sometimes turn our pursuit of good things into, well, bad motives. That somehow thinks that if we do what's right, that we'll have more stuff. And God, help us to reject the false motivations of greed and lust and envy, and embrace the godly motivation of contentment. As we pursue a life of godliness, a life of holiness, a life of being cleansed by Jesus. So God, today, as we walk this path with you, may we learn that contentment. May we know that we are the most blessed because our godliness works together with contentment to satisfy us. And God, as we walk in that satisfaction of life, may we lift up Jesus as the source of our contentment, so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.